The Alaska Department of Fish and Game Division of Wildlife Conservation has posted some interesting video clips online from research cameras mounted on the collars of bears. As Dacia Eaton explains, the videos are from the perspective of the bears and allow you to see the world through their eyes.
There are a bunch of 10-second videos, and there's one 13-minute compilation. The videos, taken from cameras attached to collars, show the world through the bear's eyes as they slosh through tundra puddles, chow down on moose, or crash through the brush. ADF&G's Bruce Dale.
It's exciting when you see this bears when it's moving fast through the brush, traveling around. You know, you just think, boy, something's going to happen here, and you're right on the edge of your seat. And then, sadly, the clip's over.
The clip's over because the collar was programmed to take 10-second video clips. It also tracked the bears by GPS.
Every 15 minutes, it would turn the camera on and store a 10-second video clip. And then it would also turn the GPS receiver on and collect a precise location of the animal at that time when the video was actually taken. We're still sorting through the data. We got almost 12,000 video clips, 12,000 GPS locations. And that exceeded our expectations.
This past spring, ADF&G wildlife biologists equipped 4 brown bears in the Copper River Basin area with the prototype collars. The collars were put around the necks of the bears between May 17th and June 17th. The study took place near Glen Ellen in south central Alaska. Biologists have been studying brown bears in the Copper River Basin for years to evaluate the effects of high hunter harvest rates on the bear population as well as the bears' impact on the moose population. The collar pilot study is part of a larger ongoing study of the Nalchina Brown Bear Project. Dale says, although the video alone is interesting, the idea was for biologists to gain insight into why these bears go after moose calves.
What we'd really like to know is what factors affect the rates at which bears, individual bears, kill moose calves. Because in some places and in some times, bears can have a huge effect on the moose population. By getting these little video clips, we can kind of start to investigate more thoroughly the factors that affect the bear's behavior, whether they're actually trying to catch moose calves or they're foraging on vegetation and it's incidental, what's turning that on and off, and what factors are determining the rates at which individual bears can kill calves. That was the idea behind the technology. Now, this was just a pilot study to see if this technology would be able to provide some of those answers for us.
Dale says he can imagine the collars being used to study all kinds of animals, although there are a few kinks that still need to be worked out.
You can gather a large amount of information on a small number of individuals, and that's a problem that has to be dealt with. And then the length of the clip is another problem that needs to be dealt with. And so we've got some variation there in the length of the clips, and we can kind of try and optimize that. But it'll probably be a while before we really even decide whether we'll redeploy these collars. They're expensive enough that we'd really need to make sure we were going to get useful product.
Each prototype collar costs several thousand dollars. As far as Dale knows, they're not being used to study animals anywhere else in Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Dacia Eaton.